From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Icy weather and even a hostage crisis didn't keep Democrats running for president out of Iowa this weekend. There were several events in the state. The 6th Iowa Brown and Black Forum ended the day, and Hillary Clinton flew in for that. So did Joe Biden, who arrived late, but with a bang.
Let's get something straight here. This is not a zero-sum game. I was off stage hearing about black and Hispanic. Look, that's what white boys have done a long time, banging people against one another. Let's get this straight. It has nothing to do with black versus Hispanic.
Republicans were invited too, but no one came. For more, we've got NPR correspondent David Green. Hi, David.
Hi, Farai.
So it was a busy day in Iowa. Why so much traffic at this time?
Well, it's really getting to caucus time. We've got a month or so left before the caucuses. The polls are showing really tight races. The weather's cold in Iowa. So a lot of these events take place. These organizations, these groups plan these candidate events, and they're part of the game in Iowa, but also, you know, they give voters a chance to see a lot of the candidates together, ask them questions, and as soon as one or two of the candidates in either party signs up, you see a whole rush of the rest of the candidates. They don't want to be left out. So it's part of the process at caucus time here in the state.
So you were at the Brown and Black Forum. That's where Joe Biden made the remarks we just heard. Overall, how did the candidates do on the issues of race?
That was quite a moment when Joe Biden came in. He had driven like 7 hours through the ice from Chicago to make the event. He came in the middle of the event, sat in his chair, and bam, the issue is immigration, and he has to deal with that. And the question for the candidates at that point was whether Latino immigration and other immigration into the U.S. should be seen as a threat to African-Americans and perhaps the jobs of African-Americans. And Joe Biden basically said that's the kind of division that the whites have always tried to stick into the debate, and that it's really not a zero-sum game. So you heard he spoke very, very strongly about that after some of the candidates had not been so forceful. The issue of immigration also came up. You know, we had this debate in New York recently over whether the state should offer a type of driver's license to illegal immigrants. And Hillary Clinton kind of struggled with the issue in the beginning. She's now come down against that idea. It came up again here in Iowa over the weekend. She was booed when she talked about that at an earlier forum when she was talking to voters by phone. And then it comes up again at this debate. So immigration, a big part of it. But race was coming up in other ways as well.
One of those ways it came up is around crack cocaine sentencing, where Senator Hillary Clinton broke out from the pack. Everyone else said that because of recent changes in the law, they would be willing to apply those retroactively to people who'd been sentenced for federal crack cocaine crimes. And Senator Hillary Clinton said no. Why do you think she positioned herself that way?
Yeah, a lot of the buzz after this debate was how Clinton sort of seemed more conservative than the other candidates on stage. And I think this is the issue that people were really looking at. This issue of retroactivity, whether if the sentencing guidelines, you know, do change and sentencing for crack cocaine are made about the same as for powder cocaine convictions, should these people who are in these long prison sentences for selling crack cocaine be let out of prison early? And Hillary Clinton was alone on the stage saying that she does not think so. And you get the sense that she is preparing for a possible run as the nominee. You know, the Republicans are sitting there ready to jump on whichever Democrat gets the nomination to accuse them of being soft on crime. This is an issue where they could do that. So I think Hillary Clinton wanted to appear not so soft on crime, but it'll be interesting to see whether that position might hurt her with some voters, black voters and others in her own party.
It's a little odd to have a Brown and Black Forum in a state that, according to the census, is over 90% non-Hispanic white, but this is one of those issues where you bring it up where you can. NPR's Michelle Norris co-moderated this forum, and at one point she asked Senator John Edwards whether race had helped or hurt candidates so far. Edwards sidestepped, and Michelle pushed back.
Very quickly, you answered part of that question, but not all of it. You said for Senator Barack Obama, for Governor Richardson, that race did not hurt them. Just very quickly, did it help them?
I don't know the answer to that question. I honestly don't know the answer to that question.
So, David, what do you make of his reluctance to dig in on this point?
It was a tough moment for Edwards. I mean, to be standing there on stage with three people, you know, one who would be the first Latino president, one who would be the first African-American president, and then also one who would be the first female president, to be asked, if race has helped those two candidates. Race is a very personal issue, I think, for voters and how much weight they give to it in one way or another. You talk to a lot of Iowans. Some say they are voting for Barack Obama because he would change the face of America. A lot of people like Bill Richardson because of his ethnicity, but a lot of people say that they just want the best candidate. So for Edwards to kind of come down one way or the other, I think is something that might have made his campaign a little nervous. And just to see how sensitive this has become at Iowa State University, about 45 minutes north of Des Moines last week, there was some pretty distasteful literature on signs around campus calling for people to vote for John Edwards, the white man. It referred to Hillary Clinton in a very derogatory way, used a racist word about Barack Obama. So this is getting to be a sensitive issue, and I think Edwards wanted to be very, very careful.
You also have a situation where there's a question of what different positions that these candidates occupy bring to the table, and you had Governor Richardson questioning Hillary Clinton.
Don't you think that governors make good presidents? I'd like to yield the rest of my time to supplement your answer.
Well, Bill, I think they also make good vice presidents.
Isn't it a fact that governors do have an easier time, at least historically, than senators in getting into presidential office?
They do. Bill Richardson had a very good point, and I think he brought that up there with Hillary Clinton. You know, since President Bill Clinton was a former governor, and Hillary Clinton was ready with a response saying, you know, there are other positions that governors might have, but certainly governors more recently have been more likely to become president than members of Congress. It was funny. There were some light moments in this debate after a lot of pretty bitter moments recently in the Democratic race. A lot of attacks on Hillary Clinton. In addition to this sort of funny moment, Barack Obama and John Edwards shared a few minutes on the stage. John Edwards was talking about race and minimum wage being one way to help minorities in the country. He said to Barack Obama, you know, Senator, you've spoken about these issues passionately. Our voices together are stronger than when they're separate. And would you stand with me and say that you would support raising the minimum wage to $9.50 an hour if you were president? Obama said that he would. So these two candidates are really getting along on the stage as Hillary Clinton, the other person in the three-way sort of close race with them, was standing there watching.
Sounds like someone's making nice, David.
Sounded like it for one night.
David, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Farai.
That was NPR correspondent David Green. Tune in on Wednesday when we speak with NPR's Michelle Norris. On Tuesday night, she's co-moderating the NPR Democratic debate in Iowa.